Sounds like it belongs.
Pulsatilla, which is a female remedy. And the last one is Symphoricarpus. Symphor. Carpus. Racemosa.
Those are the ingredients that go into the morning sickness recipe. Use it and be kind. They're not feeling too good. Now, while we're still in the pregnant mode, I guess I'm thinking about this here. Just before delivery in the third trimester, here's a recipe that has worked successfully, although it's really hard to test. It's pre-delivery. This is, should be used in the third trimester of pregnancy and just prior to delivery. It's hard to verify this, but most women in their use of this particular recipe, and I've used it at least five times, actually many, many more times than that, noticed that they had easier labors, if there is such a thing. They had the duration of the labor was reduced from the previous one, although that would be hard to guesstimate, but they felt that it wasn't as long. Sometimes that's naturally occurring anyway in pregnancy, but the process, they said, they felt it went a little better. They didn't have as much of the intensity in the delivery. And this has lots of ingredients, so bear with me. Angus castus. Anacardium orientale. Anacardium orientale. Bellus perennis. Calcarea carbonicum. Cinchona officinalis. Conium mac. Dioscorea villosa. And calibromate. Calibromatum. Now, where do you test these? You test them on the endocrine system, on the triple heater, on the hormonal point, and then also test them on cellular metabolism to make sure it balances both those meridians. Got some more to add. And if you're in this particular state or somebody in your family's addressing this, congratulations. Every baby that we've ever given the mother this recipe to, I'm trying to think, we've given quite a few out, but every baby that was delivered after the mother used this recipe, the baby was born naked with the mother nearby. So you have to be careful of that. Next, Vomica can be a part of this. Phosphoricum acidum. Picricum acidum, Staphylococcus, and Stigmata maidis. Now you get a Materia Medica and look up all of these and their particular action on the body, you'll see why they're used in the third trimester of pregnancy and pre-delivery. It's a great recipe. It helps in the recovery of the woman's body, has a positive influence overall. Enjoy it. If you find one better, send it along. We'll be glad to share. One of the things that we want to address here is another recipe. This is probably, of my private recipes, probably the most significant recipe. I've had more people comment on this one than anyone else. Now, this is a recipe for a person that's had to have surgery. And that's such an invasive procedure. This particular recipe will enhance the recovery, reduce the impact of the anesthetic, reduce the trauma to the body, helps promote healing, helps maintain detox. The people that have used this recipe, I've had a doctor get up and leave the same day. He left the hospital right after hernia surgery. And it wasn't a simple hernia surgery, it was actually a double hernia that required them taking tissue from his hip and putting it into his abdominal cavity to repair all the damage, plus the nylon mesh had to be reconstructed. It was extensive surgery. We administered this remedy. He left the hospital the same day. His surgeon was yelling at him, "You can't go home. You're not supposed to go home." He went home. This particular remedy, you don't have to test for. You can make a home accord for it. If you chose to test for it, I test for it on cellular metabolism of the organ degeneration meridian. But this recipe, pre-prepared, should be a home accord. Follow that wave of dosage with each of these ingredients. This is probably one of the greatest recipes you'll ever learn. You should know it, keep it, use it. Anytime you hear anybody's got to take surgery, have them take the therapy. The recommended dose is a dose just before they go into the hospital. Take it every few minutes as soon as they get out of recovery. Sometimes the single dose before the surgery will allow them to come out of the recovery just like that. I've had several women say that they're in recovery when everybody else is sick and thrown up. They're literally hungry and have a good appetite and are ready to eat. They'll ask the nurses for food, and everybody gives them a look like, "Are you kidding me? You're going to eat?" It's a wonderful recipe. So this is our post-op recipe. Use a home accord for it. Now the first ingredient in it is silicea. Next ingredient in it is calcare carbonica. The next one is arnica. Next one is hypericum. Corticosterone. Rutagrevolens. And the last one, symphytum. Post-op recipe. Make it in a home accord. Give them a dose before they go in. Have them start taking it as soon as they can when they're in recovery. They'll be amazed, and so will you. What a great recipe. It's one of the few, actually, you really don't have to test for it. Just make the home accord and give it to them. This next recipe is for a successful one we've used for sinus infections. And it has a couple of nosodes in it. We test for sinus and sinus infections on the lymphatic meridian, on the drainage point for the jaw behind the thumb. This is the best place to test the sinuses. So this is a good recipe for a sinus infection. First one we put in here is euphorbium. The next one, pulsatilla. The next one's hydrastis. Calibichromicum. Thuja. Phosphorus. Cinnabaris. Then we use nosodes for all the sinuses. And the nosodes for the sinuses that are involved. This is a great sinus recipe. An important thing about sinus is that it's probably tied to some other things. Make sure that those other things aggravating the sinus are eliminated. If you don't have time to determine those, this is a great recipe to use for eliminating sinus infection. The sinus nosodes are exactly that. You look up the sinus nosodes under the nosode category. I didn't list them individually because you can find those and use them accordingly. The next recipe I have is for a bladder infection. Bladder infection is generally caused by something bothering the bladder. You need to find out what that is. In the meantime, if you need to help address the symptoms or conditions there, you test it on the little toe, the same place you test for bladder involvement in enuresis. And here are the general remedies for a bladder infection. Equisetum. Belladonna. And using this recipe, I've had women call me the next day and say it's cleared. It happens probably 8 times out of 10. Most of the time within a couple of days with this recipe, it's gone altogether. Apis
Malefica, Malefica,
Argentum,
Nitricum,
Cantharus,
Sarsaparilla,
Rubirinuin, Causticum,
and Terebinthia is the last ingredient.
Terebinthia.
A great recipe for bladder infections.
It doesn't hurt to look for the nosode.
If there's a causative agent, look for pathogenic yeast or bacteria involvement. See what else is aggravating the bladder. It may be coming from something in the kidney. It can be for other reasons. If you don't have a time or a way to test that, this will help address and give the body the resources it needs to take care of itself. The next recipe we want to look at is a good one for canker sores. Now, I realize there are more serious things in life, but nothing I don't think I've had. I suppose everybody's had a canker sore, but I've had a lot of people aggravated by these. I have seen this recipe for canker sores clear them in a matter of minutes. And it's quite remarkable if you get them right at the onset and they clear out, people are just amazed. It's a popular recipe for that, and I'm going to give you the ingredients now. This is for canker sores. Antimonium crudum. Now, where do you test a canker sore? You have the people stick their finger in their mouth and localize. No, I'm kidding. I saw somebody move, take notes of that. You don't do that. Canker sores, you test on the mouth point, you test lymph drainage, and you can have people localize on the lip, above or below, depending on where it's involved, and test on a lymphatic control point, if you will. There's other places where they're involved, but that will give you a representation of what's going on in the jaw and the gums and that part of the mouth. Antimonium crudum. Argentum metallicum. Borax. And the 20 mule team has to be in there too. Echinacea. Calichloricum. Calichloricum. Mercurus cyanatus. Natrum. Muriaticum. Net mirror. Two more out to the side. Nitric acidum and sulfuric acidum. Nitric and sulfuric acidum. You just burn those suckers out. Remarkable recipe. Very quick responding. If you catch it right, those things go away. Kids that just couldn't believe it, adults that couldn't believe it. It's a great recipe. Should be noted, though, that the canker sore is probably coming from someplace else, probably some dysbiosis of the bowel that needs to be addressed, because you're just getting a manifestation of it at the proximal orifice of the bowel. It's in your mouth. But that's a good way to address it, and you can see some of those things would help with that. If they keep recurring, find out why. Test where the balances or imbalances are coming from. It's probably some dysbiosis of the bowel. Next recipe I want to go over is great. You can tell I have kids at my house, kids that get ear infections, kids that have problems with that. We have a remedy to help with dissolving the mucus and the mucus buildup. There's a pre-prepared one that's very similar to this. I don't know, I guess we found it independent of each other. Like we say, homeopathic recipes, everybody shares. So here's a good recipe for mucus and reducing it in the body. Plantago. Major. Urtica dioica. Equisetum. Eucalyptus globulus. 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 Eucalyptus. Lobelia inflata. Lobelia purpurascens,
Vinca minor.
And we add to it the nosode
or lymph nodes. That gives you a clue where this is tested.
We test a lymphatic process on a lymph control point. You can test it on the ear drainage. This helps reduce the mucus in the bowel also. It reduces the production of mucus. Helps it thin out so it can be cleared out. Important when you take this recipe to add a lot of water to your diet.
The two will work together to liquefy and eliminate.
This is a popular recipe I want to share. This recipe has its own special name. I call it Mother of the Bride. And it got that name on purpose. I mean, it was literally named for the mother of a bride. This particular experience was quite unique. In Colorado, it's not uncommon to have snow late in May. This particular woman, her only daughter was getting married. They had prepared a spring garden wedding early in May, about the 10th as I recall it. And they had worked like crazy, and they had people coming in from all over the country and even a foreign country. And everything was cooperating quite well except for Mother Nature. So Mother Nature and Mother of the Bride got together, and she had prepared flowers and everything in this outdoor wedding, this beautiful garden wedding. I got to see the preparation pictures, and it was going to be quite elaborate. As things will happen in Colorado, the weather didn't cooperate. It did just the opposite, and as I recall, it dumped about 18 inches of snow on this garden wedding just the night before. It started snowing while we were still open, and this particular woman came in fit to be tied, and she says, "I have to have something to relax me, to calm me down, to allow me to operate and enjoy this day, even though it's totally ruined." And so we came up with this recipe called Mother of the Bride. It's a calming, relaxing recipe. The unique thing of it was, after we determined this recipe, and the place that you test it on is on the central nervous system, right at the emotional point, the point right by the nail of the central nervous system. So I tested her for dose and balanced her with these ingredients. I made her a bottle. She took it, and she came back in about an hour, maybe an hour and a half, as they were going to the rehearsal dinner in the snow. And I think she picked up about 10 more bottles because she had become so calm, cool, and collected that everybody else at the wedding party was totally upset, and they all wanted to know what she was taking, and I supplied the whole wedding party with this. It turned out to be better than the champagne they had. So this we call the Mother of the Bride recipe. It's a great calming, relaxing recipe. It won't knock you out if you want to stay awake. If you want to go to sleep naturally, it will relax you to the point where you can go to sleep if you want to. It won't calm you down so far that you lose function of your faculties and can't drive or do something like that. But it's a great recipe. If you get worn out by a day of work, if you can't handle a certain client, if things are going bad, consider the Mother of the Bride. It's one of my favorite recipes. It starts out with Valeriana, of course, the homeopathic version of Valium. Nice thing is, Valeriana, there is not one clinic in the United States for valerian root addiction. There's probably 35 Valium addiction clinics in the United States, but you can't get addicted on Valeriana or valerian root. The next one, of course, is chamomile. Chamomilla. Chamomilla.
The next one is Simsifugua racemosa.
When you use this recipe, and I encourage you to use this recipe, remember where you got it and tell the story. I haven't had anybody use it, not report back that said that they didn't feel really good on it. One of our most successful recipes.
Cilicia is in there. Sepia. Hyoscyamus. Arsenicum album. And the last ingredient, Rus Toxicondrin.
Believe it or not, most of the ones that we have made are aqueous based, so we know it's not the alcohol. Test it to dose. If you can't get them to calm down enough to test it, make a homochord of it. At the upper level of the wave, a 3-6, 3200X, put it in combination remedy that way. It's a great recipe to work with. Lots of good comments on that particular recipe. We talked about mucus dissolver in relationship to clearing out sinuses and drainage and problems like that. Oftentimes, if you don't get the mucus dissolver there in time, you got a kid that gets an ear infection. So this is my favorite recipe with five kids. It's a good recipe for ear infections. If you use it with the mucus dissolver recipe, apply it properly, you won't have to worry about taking antibiotics. But you need to add a couple other things to it, and I'll talk about those first. First of all, in helping, the reason ear infections occur is that there's something that's creating or producing the mucus, some kind of allergy. So don't hesitate to look for that, what's causing that imbalance. But until you get the time to do that, a kid yelling and screaming in the middle of the night with an ear infection is no easy thing to deal with. So the recipe for ear infection will help take care of the acute problem, but then you got to find out what's behind it. Most of the time you're going to find out it's dairy, something that produces mucus. A lot of times there's other food allergies involved, but that's just a little clue from somebody that's got five kids and messed around with allergies since 1971. The recipe for an ear infection should go along with a process of clearing out the Eustachian tube. And one of the reasons is that fluid builds up behind the ear. The Eustachian tube can't drain it. The bacteria has an environment, the party in the kid's ear, and all that pressure and irritation builds up. And you got to do the antibiotic. Unless you get the something to address the reason for that, you'll keep repeating this recipe or keep taking the antibiotic. But this will help and work a little better in stimulating the body to take care of the infection as opposed to doing the antibiotic. The other thing that you need to do is take the palm of your hand and put it over the ear of the child and kind of create some suction. You probably ought to do that about 40 times on each ear. Just lay it on the baby's ear and suck it a little bit. Create a little suction. It'll help move some of that fluid. The other thing to do is take your thumb, put it right under the hollow of the ear, and run it gently along the jawline to stimulate the drainage process of the Eustachian tube. You do that with this recipe, mucus dissolver, you can say goodbye to ear infections for the most part, as long as you find the cause behind them. First thing we use in an ear infection is aconite. We're going to test these on the lymphatic point right there for the ear. Right there for the ear. You can also test it on the tonsil and pharyngeal ring at the control measurement point. But these are the things that you test for. Test for balance. If you don't have time to test for them, try them at a 3 and a 6X dose. Belladonna. Chamomile. Chamomilla. Hepar sulfurus calcaricum.
the old Hanumanian, Kelly Myriadum, Magnesium Phosphoricum, Magnesium Phosphoricum, Mercurius Solubilis, Pulsatilla. We're going to add a few more, so that's Aconite, Belladonna, Chamomile, Hepar Sulfurus Calcaricum, Calimuriaticum, Magnesium Phosphoricum, Mercury Solubilis, Pulsatilla. The recipe goes on to Ferrum Phosphoricum, Ferrum Phos, Lycopodium, Cilicia, and here you add the nosode. You can add a nosode for a particular bacteria or the nosode for acute bacteria otitis media. Now, we don't diagnose with that, but if that balances, go ahead and use it. You don't necessarily have to say they have an ear infection. Let somebody else document that for you. Those would be the recipes that you use. You want to give that in an acute dosage, as often as that little guy will take it, or girl. Every 15 minutes I have seen in one of my own children, took him to the doctor, suspected an ear infection. The doctor looked in the ear and said, "Why, this kid's got an ear infection." Made a recommendation for an antibiotic. Said, okay. Took him home and gave him this recipe, just as I've listed it. Balanced the dose on the lymph drainage point, gave him an acute dosage of it. Every 15 minutes for 2 to 3 hours till we noticed he calmed down. Had the opportunity to see the doctor again and had him look in the ears. The kid's symptoms had cleared. He was feeling great. The doctor looked in his ears and he says, "Oh my goodness, I must have been mistaken. There's no problem here." 4 hours. It was a great experience. Another recipe that we want to work with that you have a hard time coming by, but has a significant need or something that gets our attention a lot, since we're looking at things, this is for dental extractions. Now, we made a dental recipe earlier, but this is for dental extractions. The dental recipe we used earlier could be used here now, but the dental extraction is kind of a unique recipe. It can be applied in a couple of ways, and I want to talk about that. You test it on the lymph drainage point of the jaw if you need to. You can also make a home accord of this if you need to. One of the dentists that uses this does most of these at a 6, an 8, and a 12x dose, and a very tight home accord. The elements that we use are homeopathically, we use Ruta Gravolians, Ruta Grav. We do writing and spelling there. We use Hepar Sulfurus Calcaricum. We use Symphytum and Floricum Acidum. You can take these in combination on an acute dosage every 15 minutes after the extraction has occurred. Using these in combination will promote healing, reduce swelling, eliminate absorption of the anesthetic, reduce the bleeding. It has a great response. Sometimes if you need to, you can use it in relationship to dental and lymph drainage. So that's Ruta Gravolens, Hepar Sulfurus, Symphytum, and Floricum Acidum. You can test for dose, or you can use that recommended or tried home accord from that particular dentist. We want to look at a couple of other recipes that are kind of unique. It's not to say that you couldn't find them, but these have been tried and true and tested and seem to be pretty helpful. One that we use for cat scratch. Cat scratch fever can occur in a lot of people.
They get a cat scratch, that scratch swells up, gets irritated, can create some real problems. There can be a fever and other flu-like symptoms that occur. And this is for cat scratches and cat scratch fever. It's not an easy one to come by. This has worked very successfully, though. Had real positive results at least 5 times. The first thing that we put in it is a viral nosode for feline leukemia. And that's generally one of the causative agents, the feline leukemia virus. The next thing we want to add is Hypericum. Hypericum, the St. John's wort. Hypericum is used like a tetanus shot. Hypericum, just a side note for your dinner time conversation, Hypericum can be used to replace, I don't know if I can say it that way. You have the option, if you choose not to take a tetanus shot, to use Hypericum instead. This is one of the most long-studied homeopathic substances in the world. Hypericum, or St. John's wort, has been used as an anti-lockjaw substance ever since it was discovered a couple of hundred years ago. There has been no known case of lockjaw occurring when people have used Hypericum homeopathically as opposed to the tetanus antitoxin. We don't say ignore your tetanus shot. We're just telling you that that's been observed in clinical research. Nobody using Hypericum ever needed a tetanus shot or ever got lockjaw. I don't know that I'd want to test it. I'm just telling you what's on the research that is kind of interesting. But it's an important part of feline leukemia. Of cat scratch fever, where we test this. Now, cat scratch, I test this on the lymphatic process of the body, and I probably test it on organ degeneration, cellular metabolism, and I test it on the allergic burdenings of the skin or the liver. Find out where the most significant drop is going on, but the lymph point would be an adequate one to test it. The other one we would add to this recipe is Cantharus. The other part of this is Pyrogenium, Crotuntiglium, and Typhenum. So there's your recipe for cat scratch fever, feline leukemia to balance, Hypericum, Cantharus, Pyrogenium, Crotuntiglium, and Typhenum. Another thing, if you have kids at home, it's a real common problem with kids, not as problem, as significant a problem with adults, but croup and a coffee bark of a problem at night, croup can occur with little kids. This is great for the sore throat and irritation that occurs. It's great for the barky cough. We test it on the lymphatic and the lung to give balance. So it's a lymphatic and lung point testing. And here are some of the things that we use. This is quite a successful recipe. Spongia tosta, phosphorus, coccus cacti, ipecacuanha, Hepar sulfurus calcaricum, Drosera, Belladonna, and Aconite. This works the best if we get it right at the onset. You may have to make some adjustments to this recipe, but it's great for a cough, croupy cough, and associated sore throat and irritation. Wow, just think of all the knowledge that this little eraser is absorbing. A little humor. Just to keep it light. Now, personally, I haven't had an experience with this. I actually haven't taken this recipe, and you'll know why in just a minute. But I had some interesting clinical experiences with it. This is a recipe that can help in weight loss. Now, before you go jumping on a bandwagon and trying to help people lose weight, and you know that I'm not taking these drops, this helps basically in the suppression of the appetite and reducing cravings for certain foods, and helps the body kind of lose weight on its own. I've had, and again, because it's in my recipe book, I've had at least five people lose a minimum of 5 pounds doing this recipe. Homeopathy will help in balancing the body, help you take care of weight if all the issues are addressed. But this particular recipe has a good track record. It's kind of an interesting process. And like I say, I've had at least five people lose 5 pounds. Some have lost more and had good results with it. So here are the things that are in the weight loss recipe to use homeopathically. Now, where do you test weight loss? Well, weight loss is tested in cellular metabolism and the large intestine. This particular recipe must balance both those places. Capsicum, ferrum metallicum, natrum sulfuricum, thyroidinum, pulsatilla, graphitis or graphites, as some people are known to say, and calcarea carbonicum. There are other reasons for weight and weight problems. This has worked. You can test it on the points I recommended. There's other places that you could test it on. You can also challenge the endocrine system to see if it balances with the thyroidinum in there. But for the most part, I tested it against cellular metabolism and the large intestine. But it has other places it could be tested. I probably ought to try it sometime. Let's see, there's a number of other recipes that I think are readily available. What I've tried to highlight are ones that, as I mentioned, have had great success in at least five or more people for certain specific conditions or processes. Let's see if I got this. Oh, I knew I had it here. One of the last ones I want to cover as we discuss at least this particular set of recipes. I have some others that are more significant. This one is for cold sores or fever blisters. Cold sores you test on the lymphatic process because it has a viral base. And you need to add viral nosodes, herpes, Synflex. You can also test, this is a virus nosode. You want to also test and see if they need herpes zoster and herpes progenitor. Those are the viral nosodes that be included in the cold sore. They may not need all of those viral nosodes to balance them. They for sure will need the Simplex, but the zoster and progenitalis may not be necessary. In addition to that, we add Rustox. We also do Arsenicum album. We add Natrum muriaticum, Hepar sulfurus calcaricum, an old Hepar S. We add Graphitis or graphite, petroleum, and dulcamara. In using this particular recipe, if you attack it right at the onset of the symptoms initially, you can eliminate it completely. They won't even form. If they have started forming and you use it, oftentimes they'll push out very quickly. I've seen it work both ways. If you do it right at the onset, they don't even form and disappear altogether. The other times,